Joining us now, Spartan Emily Wilkins, to balance the book here at Bloomberg as well. What was it like going to school in Lansing? What was the difference there?
I mean, the thing about East Lansing versus Ann Arbor is that East Lansing is a college town. Like, you walk down the main street and, like, everything is just catered to college students.
Bars.
Ann Arbor, yeah, bars, pizza places, cheap stuff, really good food. Yeah. And then Ann Arbor's a little more, you know, they're like real people who live there. So, but yeah, go green, go white, go Spartans this weekend. And I will refrain from making my my rude jokes about the University of Michigan.
How are the progressive liberals of Congress doing with the quote-unquote real people? Who's supporting the Democrats looking for $3.5 trillion in a 61% marginal bracket in New York City?
So there are polls out there that show that some of these priorities that Democrats are pushing do in fact have a lot of support. Certain things like, you know, making child care a little more affordable, expanding the child care tax credit, elder care, even things like expanding Medicare to cover dental and vision and hearing. These are all things that actually do play well in some moderate districts that are going to have these really premier races when it comes to the 2022 midterms. Now, of course, you can get that stuff in, but the question is then what does the price tag look like? And actually, Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are both going to the White House today. I think I saw that Senator Sinema just arrived, and they're going to be talking with Biden a little bit about maybe what they want that price tag to look like. Other big component is how much winds up being paid for. We're looking at these tax increases. House Democrats have put out a plan that would cover $2.9 trillion of it, but that's not $3.5, and there are still many changes that could be done from this point to the point where we actually see legislation being passed on the House and Senate floors.
Emily, are the infrastructure bill and the bigger spending bill, are they still tied together? I'm a little confused there.
Definitely the confusion is certainly worthwhile there. So basically what's the setup is now is that moderates kind of got their way in saying that the House will begin considering the infrastructure bill on September 27th. Now, that's a bit of a soft deadline. If Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to change that unilaterally, she can. But what we're hearing right now, and really the reason that these two bills, they're tied together, is because progressives say that if the infrastructure bill comes to the floor before the reconciliation bill is done, they're not going to support the infrastructure bill. They're happy to do so once you have that reconciliation component. But if you're a progressive, you're looking at infrastructure and you're thinking that's not enough. What I campaigned on was climate change. What I campaigned on was, you know, more help for housing. What I campaigned on was immigration. And we want to see some of that stuff getting done so progressives can also go back to their constituents and make a strong argument for next year's elections.
All right, Emily, if I want to focus on one or two people to really get this across the goal line, is it Schumer? Is it Pelosi? Is it Manchin? Or is it President Biden?
I mean, as far as getting them across the goal line, yes, at the end of the day, the buck stops with Pelosi, Schumer, and Biden. As far as you want to look at, I think you're right to mention the moderates. I mean, I know that we're all saying Joe Manchin's name. I wish I could offer you something more fresh and exciting. I could, you know, we could go for the moderates in the House, the Josh Gottenheimers, the Stephanie Murphys, also certainly names to watch. A Kurt Schrader yesterday, he and a few other allies really held up part of the drug pricing markup because they want a less aggressive plan for some of these drug companies. And you have a lot of different players here, but at the end of the day, this is going to fall on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's shoulders as far as getting their members together, keeping them together, getting this across the line.
Emily Wilkins, thanks so much. Greatly appreciated. Yep. From East Lansing, Michigan, today.